I knew a young man of about 20 in a nearby village. This young man's village had been cruelly stricken by a series of avalanches which had killed a large number of people. One night, this young man was at his parents' when he heard an avalanche just next door to his house. He heard piercing screams, heart-rending screams. "Save us! Come, save us! We are trapped beneath the avalanche!" Leaping up, he rose from his bed and rushed downstairs to go to the rescue of these people. His mother had heard the screams and prevented him from leaving. She blocked the door, saying, "No, let others go and help them, not always us. It's too dangerous outside. I don't want yet another death." But he, because he had been deeply affected by these screams, really wanted to go to the rescue of these people. He pushed his mother aside. He said to her, "Yes, I'm going. I can't let them die like this." He went out, and then he himself, on the path, was struck by an avalanche and was killed. 3 days after his death, he comes to visit me at night, and he says to me, "Have 3 masses said for me. By this, I will be delivered from purgatory." I went to inform his family and friends. They were astonished to know that after only 3 masses, he would be delivered from purgatory. His friends said to me, "Oh, I wouldn't have liked to have been in his place in the moment of death, if you had seen all the bad things he had done." But this young man said to me, "You see, I had made an act of pure love in risking my life for these people. It's thanks to this that the Lord welcomed me so quickly into his heaven. Yes, charity covers a multitude of sins." The story of this young man shows us that charity, a single act of love given freely, had been sufficient to purify this young man from a dissolute life. And the Lord had made the most of this moment of love. Maria added to that story that this young man might never again have had the opportunity to offer such a great act of love and might have turned bad. The Lord, in his mercy, took him just at the moment when he appeared before him at his most beautiful, most pure, because of this act of love. The testimony we just heard is one of those reported by Maria Sima from Purgatory.